Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seven shows away from the NFL draft. Houston Texans looking to improve their roster. The first full draft Brian Gaines had since he took over as GM a year ago. And in the spirit of that, in the spirit of the anticipation and the release of the schedule, which you're going to hear live right here at 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 610. You can also watch on Facebook Live. The OG John Lopez has a seven-round, I'm excited for this, a seven-round mock draft for your Houston Texans.
All right. So listen, this is after, you know, my thoughts on what they're going to do. Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien's tendencies, certainly the positional needs, the interviews Texans have had with prospects, etc. All right. With the first round pick, pick number 23 in the 2019 NFL draft, we have a trade. We have a trade in the first round. The Texans send their first round pick to the Washington Redskins and receive the Redskins' second round pick in the 2019 draft and the Redskins' fifth round pick in the 2019 draft.
Wow.
So the Texans are moving back, which I really think is a real possibility here, because here's the thinking on that. There's not going to be any true franchise, no doubt, left tackle or tackle at number 23 overall. There just won't. I mean, Quinnen Williams is pretty much the closest thing to that. So if that's the case, and Brian Gain is all about building through the draft, and he's all about accumulating picks, move back to number 46 overall, where the Redskins have their second round pick, and the Redskins can move up, because what's going to happen at number 23? A quarterback they like is going to drop to number 23. There's a lot of quarterbacks out there that the Redskins only have. What do they got? Case Keenum, and who's their other quarterback?
Keenum. Keenum.
So I think the Texans will trade out of the first round, get the Redskins, or teams, I should say. I'm saying the Redskins. Second round pick and a fifth round pick. So that gives them three second round picks, a third, two fifths, a sixth, and a seventh.
Wow.
All right. So with their first of three second-round picks from the Washington Redskins, number 46 overall, the Houston Texans select cornerback Julian Love out of Notre Dame with the first overall pick in this draft. Now, why am I going with Love instead of a tackle? I think the tackles and offensive linemen are graded at around late second, early third round for the picks. Love is a big-time playmaker, and he is that magic word that Texans love. What's the magic word that Texans love about prospects?
Versatility.
Versatile. That's Julian Love, number 46 overall, cornerback from Notre Dame. At number 54 overall, their second of three second-round picks, the Houston Texans select cornerback. You heard me right. Another cornerback. Jo'Wan Williams from Vanderbilt. So their first two picks, I feel, are going to be cornerbacks, because I feel those are the two best players at positions of need. I've told John McClain, I've mentioned it to you, I think you agree with me, they're going to need two cornerbacks in the draft. They get two premier cornerbacks right off the shoot that can be there in case Aaron Colvin isn't what you think he is, Bradley Roby isn't what you think he is, or certainly gives them depth there, and of course our guy Jonathan Joseph is 35 years old as of yesterday. So you got Julian Love and Jo'Wan Williams with the 55th overall pick in the second round. Their third of three second round draft picks. The Houston Texans select offensive lineman Bobby Evans from Oklahoma. Now here's the thing.
He's nasty. I've seen him. He's mean as hell.
He's not the most talked about Oklahoma lineman.
He's not Cody. He's not getting talked about like Cody Ford, but he is a nasty, 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 nasty SOB.
He is absolutely.
He will fight your ass.
He's a nasty SOB, and guess what? He can play guard and tackle. And that's another
the V word again.
That's another Texan staple. So there's your offensive lineman, number 55 overall. We go to the third round. 86th overall pick. The Houston Texans draft linebacker / edge rusher, Chase Winovich from Michigan. And this dude has Texans written all over him. He's a Figgy. He's a high motor guy.
Race car!
I mean, he's got Texans written all over. And plus, I think that, you know, they brought in, what did we say, 10 edge rushers that they brought in outside. He's a pass-rushing freak. He's a playmaking freak. He's a mini J.J. Watt in more ways than one. You know, just a motor guy out of Michigan. He's all over the field. I think they're going to go with an edge rusher in the third round, Chase Winovich from Michigan. No fourth-round pick. We go to the fifth round. The Houston Texans, with the number 153 overall pick, select wide receiver Darius Slayton from Auburn. Now, this dude I've seen a lot, too. Unfortunately, I've seen him in the end zone at Kyle Field a lot. He is smoke on the water, man. I mean, he can flat out fly. That's another aspect that the Texans love. And what do you love about a guy that can flat out fly when you got another guy named Will Fuller who can't stay healthy?
You love the depth.
You love the depth. You love the fallback plan. And what's the other term they like to use? Taking the top off. That's Darius Slayton, a wide receiver from Auburn. Their second fifth-round pick. I love this guy. Not the greatest, quote, measurables that you'll have, but a four-year starter. Technically just perfect. Versatile. Can go. Can play anywhere. On the offensive line, with the 161st overall pick, the Houston Texans select offensive lineman Ross Pierschbacher from Alabama. Talk about nasty. That's two nasty, nasty dudes that you get with what's his name from Bobby Evans from Oklahoma and Pierschbacher from Alabama. Big-time programs, big-time playmakers. They've been in big games. They'll get it done. All right, now we're in the sixth round. This is when you start to –
when it gets interesting.
Maybe projecting a little bit, it gets interesting. With the 195th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select running back Marquise Young from UMass.
Don't know much about him.
They've talked to him three times. They've talked to him at his pro day. They had a private workout. He's not a project, because he had big time production at UMass in a smaller division, smaller league. But great out of the backfield as a pass catcher, and also can run between the tackles. He's one of those downhill runners or whatever. Fits a big need.
Yeah, you don't want running backs going uphill.
Fits a big need. If you're confident in Lamar Miller and you're confident Deontay Foreman can improve and contribute, you got your other running back right there, Marquise Young, running back out of UMass. All right, the seventh pick, the 220th overall pick from New York via trade with Denver, the Houston Texans select safety Kadar Holman from Toledo. And this is another guy they need a safety big time. He's a cornerback / safety, but they'll project him at safety. And he's a high motor guy, but he's not, you know, white. I mean, Kadar Holman from Toledo.
Can you be a high motor guy if you're not white?
Yes, that's the sad thing. You actually can.
Can you have deceptive speed if you're not white?
Yes, but that's another sad thing. People seem to pigeonhole people another way. Not real, real fast, not real, real big, but just a playmaker. They love him at Toledo. Former walk-on. Talk about a guy that's just made himself.
High character guy.
High
character,
high motor. He's improved every year. They've had him in at least two times for interviews as well. So here we go. We'll see how many I get right. I feel good about the trade in the first round, trading back. Julian Love, cornerback. Jawan Williams, cornerback from Vanderbilt. Julian Love from Notre Dame. Offensive lineman Bobby Evans from Oklahoma. Edge rusher Chase Winovich from Michigan. Wide receiver Darius Slayton from Auburn. Offensive lineman, interior or mostly an interior lineman, Ross Pierschbacher from Alabama. Running back Marquise Young from UMass, and safety Kadar Holman from Toledo.
I'm not going to lie to you, John.
Mm-hmm. You love it?
I like the first couple rounds, but I don't know if I'd be throwing a party with the running back and everything. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but you just don't know him.
I don't know him.
You just don't know him.
There's been a lot of people I didn't know that have panned out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting, and we are 7 shows away. 8 days, 7 shows until the NFL draft. And again, the Texans schedule will be released live right here on Sports Radio 610, 7 o'clock. Sean Rich and Wade Smith will have it for you. Keep it locked here. We'll have all things covered as the Texans schedule gets released, and we anticipate the most important draft of the Brian Gaine era.
A couple of good comments from 3008 and 8473. One of them says, there's no way we trade out of the first round only to pick up a fifth round pick. Another guy says, only a fifth to move up 20 spots into the first round. Well, you're getting their second, so you're getting the 46th overall. And a extra fifth. I think that's a valid argument. I tinkered with a fourth. You know, I tinkered with making it a fourth. So let me kind of stand down on that. I'll say fourth or fifth, but I'm going to say fifth to be safe.
You're still getting that second.
You're still getting that second. And you're still trading back.
Which would mean 3 second round picks for the Houston Texans.
And a fifth.
Which would make Friday very, very exciting. That's the OG John Lopez 7-round Texans mock draft. Speaking of the draft, a draft pick was made within the AFC South that is the dumbest. John McClain voice, dumbest.
That's the dumbest thing.
Pick that's ever been made in the last 20 years. And the ramifications after and the future ramifications will astonish you. I guarantee you. We'll talk about it next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.